Got it.
Smoke weed every day.
Okay, hello.
Hello!
How are you all, human beings?
I'm good.
Yes, yes!
I'm kind of sick, but I'm fine.
She's fine,
but
she's
I'm always
just
sick. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah,
I know, it's gross. Same.
Bag
I just
sweat
cleaned
or some
that,
shit.
Too.
I know you did.
Fudge. Anyways, today we are going to talk about home decor. And no, we're not kidding. We're actually going
to
talk about it.
This is
yes.
kind of a throwback to, remember that pod that we talked about, that Japanese book? The
Art of Tidying Up. You know what's really funny?
What?
Is they have that on Netflix now as like a series.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, and it's the chick who wrote it or whatever, the Japanese chick. And she's really like adorable.
Did you watch it?
I watched the first couple episodes and then was like, eh. You know?
Okay, so just to summarize, I have not read it.
I haven't read the book either.
I haven't watched the thing either.
Yeah.
But my understanding of the thing is like
if you
hold it or look at it and if it gives you joy, you should keep it.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, you
then
should
you toss it. Yeah,
which
totally.
I personally, let's just get this out of the way, I fucking disagree with that shit. I'm like, does this pair of scissors give me joy? No, not in the slightest.
But it's functional.
But it's, yeah, totally. Yeah. So am I going to throw it out? No, obviously not.
Yeah.
Right? Or some things give me joy and I'm like, but I'm never going to use this. I'm going to throw this out. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's clutter. So, anyway.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same because there are some things that I'm like, oh, I love this, but you know what? It's like not destined for me. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I'm
like, it's just not
I
for
have
me.
Purses that I've given to consignment because I really like this purse and I think it's beautiful, but I haven't used it in a year,
exactly.
maybe longer.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there,
yeah.
taking up space. So if somebody else
can make
it,
use of it.
Yeah.
yeah.
And if it makes someone else happy or
yeah.
if it gives them purpose or both, then you know, why is it just sitting there
yep.
literally collecting
in your
dust
place.
In my home?
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
even if it gives me joy, but I haven't used it, why do I have it?
Exactly. That's how I feel
right?
too.
So
yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, home decor.
Home decor.
Okay, so I just spent hundreds of dollars on smart lights because I replaced
I'm obsessed with
yeah,
them.
I
have the
them.
Philips Hue system.
I have the LifeX one.
The LifeX one?
X, yeah.
Do you have
so,
colored or just
I have colored, but I don't really use the colored ones.
Yeah?
I mostly use... But the reason that I got the ones with color is because you have a higher... they go brighter.
Yeah, they do.
Because I sometimes like my lights fucking bright.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, because I remember one time I was having this mental breakdown when I was living in Edmonton, and I just remember it being really dim, and
yeah.
it bothered me.
Yeah.
And
sorry.
I was kind of like, I don't know, there was something about just the dim
it
lights
makes it
that
worse.
I was like, or
yeah.
I don't even know if it was dim or it was just in my head, and it just really bothered me that I was like, it's so dark in here.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even dark, I was just like... I just wanted it to be better lit, and
yeah.
it was just like, and then I felt
it's
like I couldn't control
you.
It. Yeah, totally, and
yeah.
I was like already obviously not in a good place,
mental
and
state.
So I was like,
yeah.
this is really bothering me. So I think after that, I was kind of like, yeah, I really appreciate bright lights, you know?
Yeah.
Not all the time, but just
yeah.
at least.
To be able
capacity.
To control
yeah,
them.
Totally.
Yeah, I feel the same way, because there's actually, in my kitchen, without like the system,
yeah.
just like my natural lights.
Yeah.
There's two, and one is like a white light, and one is like a yellowy
yeah.
kind of white
yeah,
light.
Yeah.
And I hate the yellowy white light because it might as well not be on because it doesn't
yeah, yeah.
give me enough illumination. Yeah,
totally.
Sure, it lights up a little bit, but it doesn't illuminate things, and I want to
see
okay. what the I'm doing.
Same. Okay.
So yeah,
I've discovered
I feel the same.
I only like warm tones if they're from a candle.
Yeah,
right?
fair,
but
fair.
Otherwise, I fucking hate warm tones. Like, I want my place to look sterile. Like, this
yes.
is a fucking hospital.
Yes.
Don't fucking get comfortable.
And I want my whites to look white.
So
I don't want them
I
to have this
them,
weird tone.
Mine are, like, blue, essentially. Like,
yeah,
they're
yeah, the white
like,
blue.
Super cool.
That's how I like them, too.
Yeah, and so
if I want white lights, I want white. Yeah.
And then, like, I have neutral for, like, I have, like, a soft daylight that I use for putting on makeup, and I just make
yeah.
it really bright.
That's smart.
But my hallway, it has to just be, like, just super blue and super bright. Like
yeah.
the first thing when I walk in,
yeah.
it's like super bright.
Yeah.
Like super cool tone.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
I feel the
I
same.
Like.
I do use my colored ones a lot because I like them.
What do you use?
I use like the pinkish
uh-huh.
at nighttime, like a pinky orange.
Oh, that's nice.
And I use it kind of like on low light. I don't use it all the way up. Just because it kind of like
fun.
Makes my, like, it, like, warms me. It feels warm, and I get ready for bed.
And then that way it's like, it kind of tones me down for the
night.
See,
for me,
you know?
At night I turn my lights really dim. Yeah. I still have them cool tones.
Yeah.
But then they're just like dim. At 2%. Yeah. Yeah. And then I shower with candles when I get home.
Oh, that's so cool. It's just, I used to do that. Not like regularly, but on
also
occasion.
The lights have like a flicker.
Oh.
Feature,
yeah,
so
they do.
Can emulate a candle, kind of.
They can do that sunrise and sunset thing too.
Oh,
I used to do
that all the time when
I first got it, but then I was like, you know what, like, let's just fucking, excuse my language, but just do whatever I want when I want it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. Like, for me, I just like to be able to control the brightness.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I really like it too, and the fact that I can use it all voice activated through my phone is actually super nice. Yeah, because I'm lazy at times and I'm in bed and I just want to tell my phone to shut the lights off. You know what
See,
I mean?
See, mine like, is not voice activated because I don't have Siri turned on.
Oh.
But it's also because I like to fuck around with the setting when I'm deciding. Like, I'll like open the app and be like, 20%, 5%, this color, no, this color. And so it'll take me a few tries.
Pretty cool that like you can literally make it any color
it's
you
pretty
want.
Great.
Like, it's,
pretty
awesome,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
I know, I love it
I
too.
Love it. So. People are like, how much were these light bulbs? And I was like,
you know, that's not
you know
a necessary
what?
Question.
I when I move, I'm taking them with me. When I move,
exactly.
Remind me to take those light bulbs
Heck
with
yeah.
me. Yeah,
well, you will because
expensive.
They have the device, right? So as soon as you see that device and you unplug it from the wall, the thing that has the,
I don't
the Wi-Fi.
Have that.
Oh, you don't?
I just, the light bulbs themselves connect to the Wi-Fi.
Oh, see, mine has a port.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So the port is in the wall, and then all the light bulbs are
Oh, that's smart. No,
that
mine
port.
Are just connected to the Wi-Fi, like, each light bulb
oh,
is.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which is kind of nice, because you don't have, like, an extra thing. But it's also, like, yeah, so when I move, remind me to take that shit with
Yeah,
me
I will. I definitely will.
Expensive.
Yeah, because they're, like, life. Honestly, those things are
They're
life.
So nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad
I
invested in those.
Above my stove, that light bulb.
Oh, that's smart.
I put that one in because
that's
that one's
so smart.
A lot of people like a light on at night or something. So sometimes I'll like if people are over and they're like,
yeah.
So I'll just put like that
nice.
On super low. That one's actually an only white one. That
yeah.
was the first when I got the first kit.
Yeah.
It had two
I think
white
I have
in
maybe
it.
Like one that's that one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then I was like, no, I want them to be brighter. So
yeah,
I got,
that's
like, the more
why I like
ones,
the colored ones
but,
too.
Yeah. So that's
and
super
like,
exciting.
It is exciting. That's a big thing. That's a big purchase.
Lighting, important.
Lighting is so important in every facet of life.
Other things, like I hate clutter.
Same.
Except for Christmas, I don't care.
She's
like,
obsessed.
Give me
with
all
Christmas.
The decorations.
There was one lady that reminded me of you, but her whole basement was like. Her
okay,
whole
I don't,
basement it was
it's
ridiculous.
Not that bad.
No,
but
it was funny because when she was decluttering it,
yeah,
it was so funny because she's like, okay, maybe I don't need this. It looks like
That's
I'm selling
so
this.
Funny.
It was really funny. She was cute.
I think, okay, so I remember when I was in Boston with my friends and we were at that Christmas in Boston store.
Oh, yeah.
I just like had my fucking arms full of Christmas shit. And the thing is, like, I fucking love Christmas. It's half the year.
It's half the
it
year.
It is half
for her.
The year. It truly is because it's only summertime, Christmas time, and whatever. And yeah, so I was just, I remember I had so many things, and my friends were like, yo.
What are you doing?
Like, you want to put some shit back. But they were torn between helping me and just being amused
with all
by
the shit
how
you have.
Crazy I was. So anyway, I am not allowed in those stores anymore.
No more Christmas stores for you.
No, really. Like, there's only, my place is 500 square feet. I can only fit so much. And the thing is, like, I have, like, one ledge. I put it on my ledge, right?
Oh,
where all my Christmas shit is. So I have, like, a tiny little Christmas tree, a little Christmas palm tree, and then some, like, other ornaments or whatever. But I don't have that much space, right? So I have to be selective. And I really can't afford, like, space-wise to be buying more Christmas shit. So I'm just not allowed.
Yeah.
Just,
this is it.
Yeah,
this
like, that's it. But I do like those trees that have the snow. Like, there's a glow, half-glowing one.
And
the
they, like,
up and then,
I've
and
seen
like, those are
in
so
the store.
Pretty. Do I need one? Absolutely fucking not.
Do you want one?
Yeah, obviously. Is it Christmas shit? Yeah.
Yes.
Is it sparkly? Yeah. So,
yeah, they're really cute.
But other than Christmas, I'm like, ew, I hate stuff.
Like, the clutter kind of thing.
Anything.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I wish I didn't even have furniture sometimes.
Yeah, I
like,
don't.
I just want...
I refuse.
Nothing.
It's easier.
I got rid of so much furniture when I moved here because my place was so much smaller.
Same.
And so I gave up my couch. I had a pretty nice couch.
Same.
But I gave it up, and now I just have a sex couch that I use as couch.
Yeah.
And I have to go back, and I'm like, sorry, I guess you can't stay.
Too bad.
If it's really uncomfortable for you, you should go. But I do have yoga bolsters in case someone wants to sit or something. I don't know.
But, yeah, that's fair. I have, like, literally nothing. You know. I have a bed. That is all.
Well, I have animals in one.
Yeah, you have an animal apartment in your apartment.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yes. It's cute, though.
When am I getting
You've done really well with that.
Yeah, right? I love how Destro has his own little penthouse suite on the top.
Yeah, he does.
He has his little... So he's my guinea pig who's partially blind. And so he can't be with, like, the other animals. He's next to them.
He can't be with
the
others.
But he can't be, like, in the same enclosure because he just, like, he can't see what's going on, right? So, and they're not, I don't know, able to communicate with him in a way that's safe for him all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, they can sniff each other through the cage and stuff, but they're not together. But he has his own private penthouse suite, so he can go upstairs and be by
himself. He does stay up there quite often,
Yeah,
too.
He does, and then sometimes he'll come down the ramp and then chill with the other guys.
And then go back up.
Yeah, and be like, yeah, you know, you're being too crazy for me. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go back up now.
My time here is done.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's really cute.
And then there's my fucking dog, who's just, like, a weirdo, just
hides in his
by himself, yeah. Oh my god, the other day, so he's, you know how he, so he has his crate, but then he also has a dog bed in the bedroom. And the other day, I went to throw out the garbage, and I came back, and I just see him run from the bedroom to his crate, and I'm like, okay, that's weird, because I don't care if he's in the bedroom, he has a dog bed there, right?
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait... What did you do? And I had left him alone for, like, less than 2 minutes. And then I go into the bedroom, and he had gotten to the Christmas presents and tried to get into some more chocolate. And I was like,
oh my God, what are you doing, you idiot?
I was gone for 2 minutes. Like, not even. I just went to take the trash out. Oh. And so after that, I was like, yo, man. Like, yo.
Jesus.
Yeah. What a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like, what a weirdo.
Does it shock you?
I just, no, it doesn't. I just imagine him, like, I just imagine his thought process, you know, like, as soon as I leave and the door closes, he just, oh, shit, she's
what
gone.
What can I do?
Fuck, how long is she going to be gone for? I should go into these gifts now.
Must go fast.
And then just trying to tear shit up, and then I
come
back.
Here, you come back.
And then he just scampers away. Like, what?
Such a funny little kid.
What a strange, strange animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened.
So that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any...
I think I'm, like, I don't know. I'm very simple with my decor. Like, I like to just have black, whites, grays. And then I kind of, like, I don't really... I have one pink pillow, I think, and that's it. Because I liked it and it was on sale at Chapters.
I have a giant squishy gray
I have a
pillow.
Lot of pillows.
This one's like my size.
Yeah.
Because, so, I don't know how this happened.
I don't even use pillows and I have a million.
This one, yeah, I don't, yeah, same, I don't use pillows at all. But this one is like a giant cylinder, like it's like this big.
Nice.
Size of me. And it was a gift for my brother for my birthday.
Aww.
And it's supposed to be a Totoro tail.
Oh.
Because you know in the movie, she swings on the tail, she grabs onto it, and it's supposed to be a life-size Totoro tail.
Aww.
And I was like, really? Because it just looks like a giant gray thing. But then I looked at it, and I was like, yeah, no, kind of, so.
Guess it works.
And also, I like things that are excessive, so.
Yeah, fair.
And he knows that, too. He was like, yes, this will be good for her.
This will do.
I was like, excellent. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I have like 5 zillion different pillows. I have one that's got different like things in, you know, if it's supposed to be like good for your neck or whatever.
Yeah.
I have all these different ones that have been recommended to me by different body care practitioners, but then in the end I just don't use a pillow at all and it's been the best.
Same. I don't I kinda hate them to
my
be honest.
My physio was like, yeah, since you stopped using a pillow, your neck's gone a lot better. I'm like, oh
what do you know?
So yeah, if anyone has neck issues, try sleeping without a pillow. But just keep your head straight. And sometimes, at first I would roll up a little towel and put it under my neck.
Yeah.
But then I found even that just was too much. So I just sleep without a pillow now and I just make sure my neck is straight. Like, I sleep on my back.
Same.
And then I'm like, don't fuck up. And then I close my eyes. I'm like, don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
But it's been better, so.
It takes a while to get used to, but once you get used to it, it's like, you can't go back in any other way.
And then,
like,
and then I put a pillow underneath my knees.
Yeah, I forget to do that, but sometimes if I'm having trouble sleeping, that helps.
I do that, like, most of the time, but sometimes I just, like, I'm too tired, so I just, like, starfish on my bed.
Nothing wrong with that.
On the diagonal.
Oh, I used to, my bed in Kelowna, because I had a king, I would never sleep on it the right way. I always slept on it sideways.
I never do.
Always. And I'd wake up and I'd be like, where am I? Because I've turned so much.
I usually don't really move when I sleep.
Depends on how tired I am. If I'm really tired, I don't move an inch.
I usually don't. Usually when I move, it's because I'm cold and I'm looking for the blanket or whatever.
Yeah, that's
but
fair.
Other than that, I usually don't move. Like, I used to, if I get under the covers, when I wake up, I'll just crawl out of the covers and we'll just be a little cocoon. Yeah.
Little cocoon. It's funny though. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't really decorate.
Yeah, honestly, I hate it.
I'm not really like a big, like, I like simple, plain things. Same. Like, that are very functional. Like, I don't really have much at all. I have this one, like, bird looking cage thing that I got 100 years ago because it has like a bird thing in it that reminds me of my grandmother.
Yeah.
So I just kept it in there as like, this is
Like a couple key pieces too. Like, I have this wooden statue that I got when I was in Costa Rica and it looks like a dancer. And then I have tiny little pots that I got from Nicaragua because I felt obligated to buy them because they're really cute and then just whatever. Anyway. But other than that, like, and then I have like paraphernalia that people bought me, like,
I have stuff like that
box
too.
And shit like that. But other than that, I'm pretty like,
That's really like me too. I'm more like, most of the stuff I have is like gift kind of stuff.
I actually
stuff
just
that
hate
are, like,
clutter, honestly. Same. Like, I hate it.
Same.
Yeah.
Or like, sometimes I'll really like something, like I have this little sand garden thing that I really like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you'd literally never be able to find it if you went into my house because it's all the way at the back of the fridge on top because
I have shit like that too.
I want to hit him.
Okay, dude.
But like, I like it.
I'm so bad for that. When I used to go to Chappers and shit, I'd be like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm totally going to use this. Or this is such a fun decor piece. And then I'd be like, why did I just spend fucking $50 on a Buddha board that I used one time and then fucking gave it away because I didn't want it. And it's
actually, though.
Too many times.
Right? I swear to God, Chapters is one of those places that just sucks you in.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's how I have that stupid pink pillow.
Okay.
Although like, that thing is really comfortable.
They started having home shit.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yo,
man.
Yeah.
It's just throwing money away.
Yeah. I actually have a blanket from there too, but it was a gift. I like it.
I have so many blankets.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking too. I actually have too many blankets. The other day I was going through my stuff and I was like trying to like get rid of excess, and I was like, man, I have way too many blankets. And then I was like, well, which ones can I get rid of? I was like, I don't really want to get rid of any of them. To be honest, I use them all, like, I actually do, because I rotate through them, and I really do like them.
I just wash them and then use the same ones, but I don't rotate, even though I have so many. Like,
I actually do rotate through mine, just because I use like a lot at once.
I just keep my place hot.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like, okay, this sounds so bad, but like my bedding is light colored, like the top of it. Mm-hmm. And I obviously, that's all I have is my bed. So it serves as my couch and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I put blankets over top of the bedding when it's made so that I don't get any stains on the light gray or white bedding.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. So there's always at least two like blankets over top, so I have to switch them out, right?
Whereas like what I do is I just have white bedding and then I clean it with bleach.
Yeah. I feel like if I had, honest to God, if I had in sweet laundry, I probably would do that.
Yeah.
But because I don't and I find it such
if there's
away.
A stain, I'll just spot clean.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go with
smart.
OxyClean or with bleach and I'll just like
to
dab it.
OxyClean.
Yeah, or like because it's white, I just use bleach.
Yeah,
use bleach so often. I swear, like my fingers don't even care anymore.
They're like, this is normal.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fair.
Poor this fingers. Is corrosive. Oh well.
We've been here before.
Yeah. Oh, this shit. This is dumb bitch.
Again. She does know skin is an organ, right? Yeah. How about like
What about like paintings and stuff on the walls? Are you
okay?
Like,
in theory, that? I love art. I almost spent $700 on a small stone bunny statue when I was in Palm Springs. But I didn't, because I was like, yo, man. I was like, you know what? I can appreciate art without owning it.
Yeah, it's true.
So in theory, I love art. And I just, when I go to art museums and I read about people who are like collectors and stuff, I'm like, that's so cool, this and that. But in reality, I hate clutter more than I love art.
Yeah.
More than I love possessing art, you know? Yeah. Because I'm like, you know, even when I go to museums, I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, I should buy this, like,
or something.
Gift shop or some shit. Yeah. Whatever. And I do like to support local artists.
Of course,
but
yeah.
I also hate clutter. Like, yeah. I fucking hate clutter.
I have two pieces of artwork, and they're literally because two of my friends are artists. And one, like, I wanted to support him when he was, like, kind of, like, beginning. And same with my girlfriend. When she was starting, I wanted to support her. So those are only two pieces I have, and I live in such a tiny little place that, like, one is inside and one is on my balcony because it's actually, like, it's weatherproof.
Like,
so
I have
fine, but
the pieces that I've purchased from local artists, I don't even put them up because
none of mine are hanging.
Because for me, there's nothing that looks better than an empty space or an empty wall.
Same.
Right?
Like, I actually
like
the
I'll
white wall.
I'll have something there and then I'll take it off and be like, no, this is much better. Or, you know, like, when I clear something away and there's nothing there, I'm like, oh, this is so refreshing.
It is. It just feels clean. I like things to feel very clean.
Yeah.
And
like, if I could, like, live in, like, something that resembled a dance studio with nothing and just, like, my animals.
Yeah.
And then maybe, like, a yoga mat for me to sleep on and shit. I would just be like, that's dope.
Yeah, right? I kind of...
Or if I could just actually not exist. And then just... It would be, like, the ultimate minimalist existence. Do you know what I mean? Like, just...
Yes.
Just, like... Be missed or something.
Yeah, I really like minimalist. And I'm even, like, colors. I'm not a big color person.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I'm like, I'm actually kind of scared of color, to be completely honest. Even my wardrobe says I'm scared of color.
I feel like, I don't care about my wardrobe, but in my space.
Yeah. I just feel like, especially if you have colors, then you need to...
Coordinate.
Yeah, and I don't like how people, I don't like how people have, like, this room is green, then you go into another room and it's purple and you're like, ah! Like, it's just overwhelming
to
me.
Okay, I would do that if I lived in a mansion.
Yeah,
and
that's
every
different.
Room had a different,
like, a theme.
Yeah, like, I would have, like, a Japanese Zen garden theme.
Oh, that
or something,
really
right? Like, or like a tea room theme or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But
when you live in a smaller place, you just
not even a smaller place, like, even a house, like, even like a 3-story house, I'm like, no, like, this is like mansion shit, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Where it's like, you gotta have a trek to get from one room to the fucking other room.
Yeah,
you know, like, this is just like, it's like
it's
servants
true.
And shit, like, that's the only way I'd be like, okay, like, this is fine,
now I can deal with
this.
True
yeah,
I have to tinkle. Okay, if you sprinkle when you sprinkle,
I will pause.
Okay.
We're back.
What else about houses? Is there a specific room in your house that you cherish more than others?
I don't have any rooms. I just have washroom, bedroom, and then the main room of
I have
stuff.
A washroom. That is all. And it.
Well, we live in, like, Vancouver. The homes are, like, tiny.
They're like shoebox houses.
You know, when I was living, like, way back in the day when I lived at my parents' place, my bedroom was my sanctuary because I didn't go to any other parts of the house. Like, I honestly, like, I don't even think I was ever in
any
other
part.
Yeah, like, I would...
Fair.
I feel like I would eat in my room and stuff. Like, I would do everything in my bedroom.
Yeah. When I had my first condo,
mm-hmm.
I didn't even sleep in my bedroom. I just was in the living room because I had a really nice couch and I just sleep on the couch all the time. So that was, like, my bedroom. I get it. Like, you get...
When I was
into
in
one space.
Edmonton, though, like, I really... That was the first time that I felt like I had space that was mine, you know?
Nice.
And so, yeah, like, it was great. I felt like that whole place was mine. It was nice.
Yeah.
And then it had this little tiny dining area that was next to the kitchen, so I could just get up, get tea, go back, and, like, study or whatever.
Nice.
That was nice. And now... I feel like my space is mine. Obviously, it is.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's like, It's taken me a while to grow into it, I think.
It takes me a bit for somewhere to feel like home.
For me in Edmonton, though, I felt at home instantly.
Yeah?
I think. I don't know why. I don't know.
I think I felt like that in Kelowna.
But when I moved here, it took me a while. I don't know.
Still
I think,
don't feel like I'm at home here.
Yeah, I think it took me a couple years before I actually started appreciating it. And now I really like it. But
yeah,
I think the first year I moved back here was for my article, so I didn't really spend that much time at home.
That's probably why. Yeah.
And also, I was like,
yeah,
so I didn't, and you know, like the way I move is like, I don't plan shit, I just fucking do it. Go, and then I'm like, oh, well, I'm rushed now because I didn't plan this well. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get the chance to settle in or like decorate or organize shit or whatever. And so there's that. And then, yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time there. And plus, I was kind of like, coming from Alberta, I was like, wow, this place, like, cost me, like, the down payment cost me, like, my entire life savings, which is fine. Like, I mean, obviously, I knew that.
I
knew that, but I didn't, I don't know, like,
Like a shocker. I think a
lot of, like, oh, well,
from anywhere in Canada to Vancouver, your lifestyle is a shock.
Then it wasn't, I think it wasn't until, probably until I quit my job at the firm and then I went on my own that I spent more time at home.
And then you
You know what it was also? It was me walking around the area more.
Yes.
I think.
That's a big thing.
Then I was like, oh, actually, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And that's then, fair. Yeah, so now I really like where I live.
Yeah.
I mean, I still hate it because it's something that I have and I always hate the things that I have. But like aside from that, like from like
it feels
my
like
insatiable
home now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like now I feel better about it. I feel much better about it and I feel more like it's home than I did when I first moved there
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. It takes a while sometimes. Like, I don't know if I ever will feel at home here unless I actually purchase the place.
I know what you mean. It's like it is a hard place to like just settle in.
It is, yeah.
You know? Because it's like, it's not very comfortable.
No, it's not. And how tiny things are.
Yeah, how tiny things are.
And, like, other
and the compromises that you're making to live here sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
You're like, is it worth it? Like,
yeah, totally. You always
had that moment today. I looked at my place and I was like, wow, this is so small. Yeah. I'm turning 26 next month.
Yeah.
And this is what I live in.
Hey, what do you want to do for your birthday?
Die?
Okay, well, I mean, like, obviously, fucking aside from that shit.
Secondary plan.
Goes without saying.
Fuck, man. Right? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay, well, you think about it. Let me know.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, it's just kind of like, it is a hard place. But then I think about it and I'm like, okay, no, these are the compromises.
But then also because you're from, like, Saskatchewan.
Yeah,
right? Okay, so somebody was telling me just the other day, they were, like, talking about property values in the States, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
I was like, the fuck?
Yeah.
But it's okay, like, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's just the cost of living here, it's fine.
Yeah, right? You know. It is, and you know what, we have to be, like, I am grateful to have no winter, to be completely honest. I fucking hate winter, and I hate snow.
I know what you mean. It's just part of it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's fine. And you, like, you think about the things, and you're like, okay, no, this is why I live
here.
You're
like, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And I mean, I did choose to move here.
Exactly.
Even if it was for a really shitty
reason.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I still chose to.
Exactly.
I just think of, like,
somewhere else if I really wanted.
My friend's in SF, and I'm like, well, at least there, they do get paid more. Right.
Yeah, true.
I mean, the cost of living is crazy there, too.
Crazy.
Like, fucking insane. Like, when I complain about Vancouver and people are like, oh, I'm from SF, or I'm, like, from the general Bay Area, I'm like, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
But at least it's SF. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Like,
true.
I don't know. I love the Bay Area so much. Same. I know some people hate it. I know some people who live there just hate it because people are just unhappy and shit. And, like, it's like, just, like,
you know,
a stepping board for
some. Though. You know, like, I feel like if it's conducive to your lifestyle.
I just feel, I know people who live there who are unhappy about living there, and I'm like, but that's, like, anywhere, I feel like. I mean, I don't live there, I've only gone there as a tourist.
Yeah, fair, that's fair.
But, like, I fucking love it. I mean, I don't know, actually, anywhere in California I'd love, so, I don't know.
Hilarious.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Anyway, so, that was not about home decor.
That was not about home decor, but it's about homes, nonetheless. Right.
Okay, anything else?
About home decor.
know.
Anyway, let us know what home decorations do you like. Do you like clutter? Do you hate it?
Yeah, we obviously are not into clutter at all. Either of us.
Good talk.
Okay, happy holidays!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.